The following podcast is brought to you by BetDSI.com. The NFL and college seasons are heating up, so what are you doing on the sidelines? Get in the game with BetDSI. They've been paying winners for 20 years now, and with a reputation for great service and fast payouts, it's easy to know why BetDSI is the place to play, win, and get paid. Anytime, anywhere. BetDSI has every wager you could ever imagine, whether it's the NFL, college football, Major League Baseball, the NBA, UFC, esports, global sports. I mean, if it's happening, BetDSI is putting a line on it. You can even bet on politics and celebrities. Plus, you can bet live with BetDSI's live betting option. So stop hanging out on the sidelines and get started with BetDSI. You'll get some extra bang for your buck right now, too. BetDSI is offering you podcast listeners an extra 25% bonus, but only when you use the promo code WIN125. Don't leave your money on the table. Use promo code WIN125 and get the special podcast listener 125% bonus. Just visit BetDSI.com. That's BetDSI.com and use promo code WIN125. Don't stand on the sidelines. To win it, you have to be in it. Visit BetDSI.com right now. That's BetDSI.com. Promo code WIN125.
The opinions of Fred Fowler and A.J. Hoffman don't reflect the views of Gal Media. Parental discretion is advised. KFNC Mont Belvieu, Houston, a Gal Media station. Live from the RentersWarehouse.com studios in Houston, Texas, this is The Blitz on ESPN 97.5.
And on SportsMap 94.1.
Here's Fred Fowler and A.J. Hoffman.
And we are back on The Blitz. And that music means we're waiting for R.J. Bell, who's obviously wrapping up his national show. And then he jumps on with us every Friday. If you want to keep up with the show, Twitter's probably the best way to do it today. At Fred Fowler, at AJ is the real, at my name Jong, at Degenerates975. I'm pretty much shutting down the text line today. It's just so dumb that I don't want to deal with it.
People shouldn't be texting and driving in this
weather.
No,
I know.
Right?
And listen, I know people are stuck in traffic and they're bored and they're, just nonsense, man. It's like 90% nonsense. So we're trying to get people home safely today in this mess. And, I'm looking it up, and it still hasn't quite gotten out of the Houston area. Beaumont, you're next. It's coming your way. So, but it looks like there will be a little bit of a break here in about half an hour or so.
Long enough for us to get home?
That's my hope. My hope is that I can get home, and then that I can somehow get to the airport tomorrow. Because it's supposed to be bad that early in the morning.
Yeah.
So... still no RJ, huh? Okay.
He's a very busy man, Fred.
He is. He's very famous. He's he's become a superstar.
John came in and told us he's got a hard out at 6:22, which, mind you, when RJ has a hard out, he is usually the one who keeps us on. We're like, oh, we got to get him out of here, 6:22. And he's like, one more.
Yeah.
So RJ loves us. And he wanted to have some discussion this week. That was what he told us last week. He's like, I want to have more of a two-way discussion.
Well, see, my problem with that is that we have plenty of that discussion that our listeners get to hear. I like our listeners to get RJ's takes.
I do, too.
Because it's different, and he obviously knows what he's doing, and it's just
smarter than us.
Yeah, he is. And that's so I kind of prefer for the people to hear what he has to say, because they hear what we have to say all week.
They hear enough of us.
Yeah. And, well, when it comes to gambling, I think we give our takes and we give our opinions. But, RJ's certainly is one of the greatest experts in the country on this. I think the people want to hear from him. They may not get to hear from him, though.
May not.
This is,
you want to take a call real quick while we go?
Yeah, I guess we can.
Hey, Bob.
Go ahead, Bob. What's up?
Hey, yes. Baker Mayfield and OU, they were in the the college football playoffs last year. They lost in double overtime to Georgia.
Yeah, we addressed that. Yeah, I was wrong. So we got to figure it out. Sorry about that. I made a mistake. It's happens. A rare thing, but it happens. It
happens. So, man, waiting on playing a long time to tell something we already admitted that we got wrong.
Yeah, that's all right.
Yeah, it's one of those days, man. It's one of those days. everybody's cranky and angry.
It's that weather.
I know it is. I don't blame them. I don't blame them.
It's that weather. All right. Well, you want to work on something else while we wait on RJ? Or
yeah, we probably should. We should probably go a different direction.
Don't have all day, RJ. I got to tell you.
So you want sports or you want
Let's non-sports. Do non-sports.
Okay. I have a...
I keep forgetting to watch that stupid trailer, by the way.
Well...
And by the way, I've just got it paused on the opening second of the thing. Like, really? Ant-Man's helmet is the lead?
That's not Ant-Man's helmet.
Oh, what is that?
It's Iron Man.
Oh, maybe it is.
Yeah.
It's all beat up. Okay.
Yeah, that's...
It looks like Ant-Man's mask.
Well, it's because it's all beat up.
Doesn't it?
It's almost too dark to tell.
Yeah.
But, yeah, it's Robert Downey Jr. looking at his helmet in a very Hamlet-type way.
He always has new helmets anyway. What's he need that one for?
Well, because remember he got his ass kicked on Titan.
Yeah, but, I mean, get a new helmet. That's what Iron Man does.
Well, he's got to get back to Earth first.
That's true.
And if you watch the trailer, you'd understand.
Oh, okay.
Instead, you're sitting here criticizing something that,
I haven't watched yet.
You haven't watched.
I know. That's what I do, Fred.
Oh, man. I had a story, but it's about Applebee's, so I don't want to do it.
Why not?
Because I don't like Applebee's.
I don't like Applebee's either. Is it a positive story about Applebee's?
Kind of, and I don't really want to do
really?
That. Really? Yeah. It's just a drink they're doing.
I was going to say, funny. I'm curious now because I've never said anything nice about Applebee's. I'm curious if someone had something.
And
nice
I don't want to start, so.
All right.
I guess still no RJ. I'm starting to wonder.
I know. Maybe he forgot us.
It happens. Well, he's famous.
Yeah. Well, I told you.
I got a little horse.
I think last week I told you. Eventually he's
going to
get
I know.
Famous.
He's going to be too big for us.
He's going to bail on us.
And, okay.
Hey now.
Hey now, RJ.
What's happening, guys?
We'd almost given up on you. Did you have to poop after your show today?
Here's what I like to do. You know how there's certain guys that, and this is more with gals oftentimes, not always, but sometimes, is they don't want, if a girl's pretty good looking, she wants her friend to not be quite as good looking, right? You know what I'm talking about?
Yep.
Okay. I want them to hear you two for 5 minutes without me.
Okay.
And then when I come on, it's like, God darn, is that RJ good?
Well, they've heard us for 2 hours and 5 minutes. They're fed up with us.
And, 3 hours a day for... The other 4 days.
Yeah, okay, good point.
Yeah, that's what we're talking about. Is we want the people to get your take because they've heard us.
No, that's true, but I'm a big fan of conversation. Like, to me, radio should be back and forth, debates, disagreements.
Well, one of the games that Fred and I disagreed on this week was Baltimore and Kansas City. Not so much the side, although I do lean, I think we both lean Baltimore if we could get a 7 again, which I don't know that it's going to come back. But I sort of like the under, and Fred seems to like the over. I think Baltimore, because this is another good matchup for Baltimore with Lamar Jackson, another team that can't stop the run. As far as plays per game, Baltimore is running so many plays. I mean, they're 22 over the average NFL team since Lamar Jackson's been the starting quarterback. They are running the ball so much that they're just drawing these games out. And, I mean, obviously Kansas City is a great offense, but they're playing against arguably the best defense. It feels like an under game to me. Fred thinks that even the explosive or even the run plays for Baltimore have a chance to be explosive because Kansas City's defense is so bad. What kind of game do you think we can expect out of Baltimore and KC?
You know, actually, we have a feature called the best time to be bad. Now, what does that mean? It means... We know the average batter, even the aspiring professional, wants to be bad. What's bad? TV games, parlays, teasers, moneyline parlays, all that. And this was our best time to be bad of the week, which was a correlated parlay, which is good. I like the Ravens, and I like the under. To me, I don't really like the under. I like the under if the Ravens cover.
Right.
And that's what a correlated parlay is. If one thing happens, it affects the chance of the second thing happening. So let me ask Fred, you like the over. Would you agree if you knew for sure the Ravens were going to cover that you wouldn't want any part of the over?
Not necessarily, because I think the Ravens, would, if this does turn into a high-scoring game, I think the Ravens can score with the Chiefs the way that – especially.
So like Lamar Jackson, fourth touchdown pass.
No, not fourth touchdown pass, but maybe his fourth touchdown run.
Mm. Okay.
I mean, the rushing, and again, the rushing yards for this team over the last 3 weeks with him in there, they're big, not just because of him, but a running quarterback like that opens up the running game. And I think they're going to score plenty of points against Kansas City. I'm not and the reality is that the computer projection I have is about 56, and I got it at 52. So,
oh, yeah. Yeah. Listen, I'm not saying you're even wrong about the total. I'm saying that it's hard to deny that you'd rather if a deity came down and said, you get to pick who covers, and then we'll, you know, and we'll see what happens with your total. You certainly would prefer Kansas City to cover.
Right.
With the over.
Right. Right? But in that situation, yeah, where
well, points are more valuable in a low scoring
game.
Yeah.
If Buddha obviously comes down and tells me that the Ravens are going to cover, I would take the under more often.
Now, AJ just made an interesting point. There's two ways there's a correlation, and they're related in a parlay. One way is mathematical, as in, and they have an equation. If the total's 40 and you've got a double-digit dog and it's more than 4-1, then some books won't even take it because it's so correlated, right? Because points are so valuable in a really low scoring game. So if you're getting a lot of them, the under and the dog is correlated. And then the second way is style play. So when you have a game like this with a total above 50, it's not going to be mathematical. More, I think the Ravens, when they cover in those scenario, are going to run the ball a lot. And that's not conducive to going over a higher total. So this is one of a handicapped correlation rather than a mathematical correlation. Baltimore under.
Let's talk about the game here locally. I was looking at and now the number's 5, Colts plus 5 against the Texans. Last week, the Browns closed 4.5 against the Texans. So we're either having a gross overreaction to the Texans' big win last week, the Colts playing their worst game of the year, or we're saying the Browns are better than the Colts. Number 3, I think, is impossible to believe. I can't imagine Vegas thinks the Browns are as good or better than the Colts. So I feel like it's one of the other two. There's just been an overreaction to last week's data points. What do you think that the number is, or what do you think the number should be, and why is it even now a bigger number than what we got from the Browns last week?
I agree with you. I mean, that is the way I've been ending this handicap is, and let's consider Browns last week, Colts this week, Houston's at home, and by most accounts, Colts would be a 3-point favorite against the Browns. So the idea this line's the same pretty much, I mean, because it was pretty much 5 last week, it is an overreaction. Here's some numbers to back that up, though. NFL teams, since 97, so 20 plus years, on a 9 or greater game win streak same season. The next game, 35 winners against the spread, 63 losers. That's 36%.
Dang.
Why? They're expensive. Flip side, not as potent, but still potent. Teams off a shutout, 95-70 against the spread, 58%. Because why? Oh, Andrew Luck was playing well, but shut out by Jacksonville? Oh, did you see what happened to Jacksonville on Thursday? Boo, ooh, I don't want any piece of that team. So you've got one team's cheap, one team's expensive. I'll be honest with you, one of my better bets of the year. If I were making the bettors line, all right, so there's a bookmaking line and a betting line. The bookmaking line is the split the action. I probably have a line sort of like this, and right now, actually, 71% of the tickets are on the Texans, right? Up at pregame.com, you can get the bet splits in the game center. 71% of the bets on the Texans. Oh, by the way, only 50% of the money, so the bigger bets on the Colts. So I'd probably make the line about this to split the action. If I was going to split the result, 50% the favorite wins, 50 the dog wins, I literally would make this game 3. And if I can take 5 when I'm supposed to be laying 3, that's one of your 5 biggest NFL bets of the year. Remember, guys, there are no sure things. The best bet I'm ever going to make in the NFL is going to be, at best, and I mean a couple a year, might be almost 60%. So be careful, but I love the Colts.
Yeah, I think we all agree with you on there. The one thing I wanted to point out from your notes, though, is that you had the Browns outgained the Texans by 40-plus yards. That entire second half was just Texans playing preview. They were up 23-0, and they dominated in the first half. So I don't think the yardage in the second half really had anything to do with the outcome. So
I agree with you. Over the course of a season, I think that stuff tends to even out. In any given game, turnovers, there's all kind of factors. Like you said, garbage time. Here's an amazing stat. The 49ers this season, 2 wins, have outgained their opponents on the season.
That's unbelievable.
So yeah. You can say that's deceiving, but it's a sign that when the 49ers don't have a real negative turnover differential, they've had 8 games this year, the 49ers, -2 or worse in turnover differential that game. -2 or worse. 4 games, they weren't that bad. So they were better than horrible on turnovers. 4-0 straight up. 49ers, better team than people think. And just to finish that game, I guess, I'm not going to bet him, though, because we uncovered a trend. I had never heard this trend, but it was kind of fascinating. So I'm always looking at win streaks, and then I'm thinking, okay, if you have win streaks, and the Saints obviously had a long one, when they finally lose, how does the team respond? So 6 or more wins followed by a loss, the next game, 55%. Oh, wait, Arj, 55, what's the big deal? You're right. But then I started thinking, and I remembered, you know, I've got a trend. If a team's undefeated and they're like 5, 6, 7, 8, 9 games in the season, and then they finally lose, they usually are bad the next game because they're disappointed that goal, they can't reach it because they just lost the game. So if you remove a long win streak and then only have a loss that's not the first loss of the season, those teams, and again, these are expensive teams in theory because they've just won a lot of games, right, even though they lost one, 41-26 against the spread. That's the Saints here. These kind of teams tend to bounce back. So I actually want to bet on the Saints. I want to bet on Tampa. It means I won't bet on either of them.
I kind of like the under in that game. Looking at the weather report, it looks like it could be a sloppy game, which maybe means that these teams are going to be trying to run the ball. And the Saints run the ball more than people think they do to begin with, which could lead to an under for the highest total on the board.
Yeah, but let me counter that, AJ, because I've been agreeing with you a lot lately. If you look at the Saints defensively, DVOA, they have the third best defense against the run, and they're in the 20s against the pass. And we know Tampa's ability to throw. And listen, I was a Fitzmagic guy, but Winston, I mean, he's got a big contract coming up, an option for year 5. From what I can see, Winston's playing about as well as he's played in his career. So I think if you do get in a shootout against the Saints, it's because you're able to pass the ball.
Well, the other
thing
is
why quite. Okay.
If there's it's going to be thunderstorms and 15-mile-an-hour winds, I feel like maybe it's not as easy to pass as it normally would be in Tampa.
No, and you're right. Sometimes the weather is so extreme that it trumps everything else. It's almost like, you know, imagine this guy, Fred's getting in shape and he says he can run an 8-minute mile. And it's like, okay, did Fred drink last night? Does he have his expensive shoes on? Did he get a rub down? All these facts. But if the wind's blowing 50 miles in his face, doesn't matter. None of that stuff matters. It's just the wind. So sometimes the weather's so bad, it trumps everything. It's just, I'm not sure we're talking about that here this week. If we are, then you're absolutely right.
I'm going to squeeze one
more.
By the way, guys,
I had the hard out at 22, but because I was late, I'm going to go to 20. I'll go to 27 if you guys want.
Oh, that, you're the man.
Yeah, that's perfect.
Just to show you the love I have for Houston.
We appreciate it.
Yeah, I wanted to.
Yeah, I spent two weeks in Houston in the about 10, 12 years ago. My best buddy was coaching at the University of Houston, and I loved the seafood right out of the Gulf. I mean, I know it's like Vegas, right? You guys come and say, "Oh, this is great," and I'm used to it. But I love that fresh seafood, like when it's the crawfish season. Love it.
You got to get shrimp down right off the coast. That's out from that day. That there's nothing better than that, than completely fresh shrimp. I want to ask you about this Giants game because I swore I'd never bet the Giants again after they burned me about 4 weeks in a row. But I really.
But then Mark Sanchez happens.
Then Mark Sanchez happens, and they're playing better football, and it feels odd to be laying. And I got the number at 3 now, and it feels odd to be laying that on the road. But I just think this, especially with the injuries to the offensive line for the Redskins and Mark Sanchez, I just don't see them being able to score enough points. Tell me I'm wrong.
You know, I agree with you, because this is one, if you just look at the power ratings, you're going to have a shocker, which is right now, given the givens, Sanchez, offensive line for the Skins, banged up like crazy. Worst team in the NFL, Washington.
Jeez.
Raiders on a neutral, favored over Washington. Arizona favored over Washington. Worst team. But even then, if you look at Fezzik's power ratings, this line should be like 2. So it's like, yeah, even if we make Washington the worst team, they're not this bad to have the Giants laying even a field goal on the road. But then you got to wonder, do we have any idea how bad Sanchez is going to be? We know he was horrible in that Monday night game. Now, you might be able to say, well, you know, he's going to have a week, you know, 6 days to prepare. Well, listen, McCoy got hurt. AP had his run. After that, 31 plays for the Redskins, they gained 89 yards on 31 plays. I mean, that is, you know, listen, I'm not a mathematician, but that is literally less than 3 yards a play. I don't know if they get any better. And I tell you this, the O-line got banged up for the Skins even more. And last thing, I'm a huge believer. And you guys, I don't know if you get your press passes anymore for the Texans, but I know you've been in a lot of press conferences. You've been around a lot of locker rooms. I believe you learn things from those press conferences that the coach doesn't necessarily want to convey, but he does if you listen closely. And I would make the case that if you listen to Jay Gruden after the game, they were so excited about Colt McCoy. They felt like they had a surprise, that people were going to underestimate him. And after McCoy got hurt, it was like devastation emotionally for Gruden. I mean, they weren't even hiding how upset they were that Sanchez has to play.
We talked about this exactly the other day.
AJ made the exact same point 2 days ago.
Yeah.
I mean, word for word.
See, AJ, so now I'm thinking you're listening to me. Now I'm listening to you. I love it.
That's
right?
All good, RJ. Sharing information.
So to me, it's one of those, maybe you throw out and worry. You know, there's a line in Wall Street, great movie, where it goes, quarters and halves won't matter. This thing's going to Pluto. And it's like sometimes I'm always trying to gain value. You know, it's funny. I do 3 hits on ESPN New York a week. They pay a weekly for me. You guys, it's on the arm, let's be honest. But they pay. All right. Okay. But here's the thing. In the 3 hits, one of the guys on there, Dave Rothenberg, nice guy, I told him last week, we do an hour on Saturday, I told him last week that I'll go to a buffet when the lunch is ending. So let's say the swap over's at 4 o'clock. So at 3:55, you're buying lunch. At 4:01, you're buying dinner. Well, at some buffets, the lunch has different offerings. It's chicken and turkey at the Carvin station, but then for dinner, it's prime rib and, you know, pork. Okay. To me, I'm thinking, listen, if I'm hungry around this time anyway, I'm not going to change my life for it. I'll show up, read a book, relax a little bit, drink a soda, wait till the prime rib comes out, and I'm saving myself $4. Now, he's saying, you're the odds provider for the Associated Press, blah, 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 national radio, blah, blah, blah. And I'm like, listen, this is in my blood. I'm trying to accumulate little edges. That's the only way to make it in Vegas. And to me, that's the case 99% of the time. But occasionally, it's not about half points. It's about, do you get the direction right? And if we're right about the direction that Washington is just going to be emotionally devastated and physically limited, I'm not sure the half points matter. Giants probably are the side.
If the Giants were coming off 4 straight wins, if they won that coin toss against the Eagles, would you worry about 3.5 points at all?
I don't think there's a big difference because I believe this team lost so much last year that if they can imagine how much better the, because remember, in most cities, people go to other cities in the off season, right? Is Paul George in LA or whatever. But if you're from New York, your off season's in New York, right? So OBJ, whatever, going in the clubs, whatever he's doing behind the velvet ropes, how much better is his off season if they finish strong? So I actually think this is a selfish motivation for the players, but I think the Giants really would love, if they go finish 3-1 and that's say all offseason, they can say 6-2 last eight, I think that's worth a lot of peace of mind for that team.
So my theory last week was that because everyone is so desperate for the Eagles to return to last year's form, that when they come off of a win, you have to pay a tax to bet them. And, of course, Mark Sanchez came and ruined that theory for me. But now this week against Dallas, I feel once again, this is a, especially if you can get a three, and it's been bouncing between 3-4, 3.5, 4, 3, 3.5. I feel like Dallas is just a much more complete team right now. And we didn't even really, I mean, it looked like maybe Philly was going to win that game last week anyway, but you can't really take anything away from it and say, oh yeah, Philly's got it together now because they got a blowout win over a team with Mark Sanchez, which you just said was the worst team in the league. Is there value in Dallas this week? And is there something to what I'm saying about people wanting to Philly to return to form? So you're having to pay a premium on them.
I think whenever there's a narrative, good or bad, that when, and think about, and this is an example, not to get too political, but I think this is an example where there's people who maybe don't think themselves as racist, but where this is what they do, is if they see, let's say, you know, a minority they aren't inclined to particularly like, do a couple of nice things, they'll nod, and then they do something a little off, you know, oh, look, he just stole a Danish from the buffet or whatever. It's like, see, that's what I'm talking about. It's selective consideration of the facts around you, right? And it's the same thing the other way. If you like someone and they're an a-hole three straight days, it's like, oh, he must be going through something. Fourth day, he's a nice guy. See, that's the Fred I know. So I think it's the same thing with narratives like Eagles are the Super Bowl champions or, hey, this team stinks. It usually takes a while for people to believe it. And when there's any info that affirms the original narrative, people hug that much more aggressively. I would make even a slightly different case, though, guys. Remember, Atlanta was inside the 10-yard line against Philly in the division round. At that point, the in-game odds, 60% that Atlanta was going to win the game. If Atlanta won that game, so Philly loses in the divisional round, and now they're 6-6 this season, how much differently would we think about the Eagles? And I think it's more that they were an unusual Super Bowl team and that not only didn't they have a dominant regular season, they didn't really dominate the playoffs, meaning they had a coin flip against Atlanta and a coin flip against New England. And usually Super Bowl champs, when they roll, it's like they're clearly the best team. If we had a power rate last year's teams, I mean, I'm not even sure Atlanta's in the top four. You know, I'm talking about last year.
Right.
But they won. They get the Super Bowl ring. So I think it added all up. And there's one last thing that makes me like Dallas. Last thing here. In the NCAA tournament for basketball, you often have a young team that's a lot better than their stats or record because what they did in November or December doesn't mean much because they're a very different team today in March because they're young and the trend line is up. I think the Dallas defense, their two best players, is a second-year guy that was hurt really bad at the end of his college career and a rookie. And I think these guys are trending up and the team is trending up where even 2 months ago, those games don't represent the truth of the Cowboys defense right now. So I do, especially at three, I would bet Dallas -3, -110.
All right. That's RJ Bell, gambling guru of the universe. And RJ, we appreciate you hanging around a little later. I know you are extremely busy and you got your own show before this. So we always appreciate you, man.
Well, listen, this is one of my favorite spots of the week. And when are you guys coming to Vegas?
We're not sure. We're not sure. We don't know when the next. We go up there for big fights. We don't know when the next big boxing fight is. I'd like to get up
there. Well, Pac-Man's fighting here soon, right?
Yeah, but who's he fighting? I mean, at this point, I don't know if Pacquiao's a big fighter anymore.
All right. Well, I look forward to it. Thanks,
but I think
guys.
We might see you at the Super Bowl.
Oh, well, I'm going to be there.
Oh, I know you'll be there. You're throwing a party after you win this money, right? Isn't that what you told us?
Oh, well, that's the deal. So we say, I know we got to run real quick. So we're right in it still. 3-2 last week. We've only had one losing week. And remember, I put out the 5 picks on Twitter that we do every Sunday morning.
His Twitter handle is @RJInVegas.
And we are right in it. And if we win it, $25,000 Super Bowl party, the day of the Super Bowl, Sunday, and everyone's invited that's part. Like, we'll have a specific link to go get a free ticket for, but you'll hear it on this show if we win it.
Awesome. I'm looking forward to that. All right, RJ, enjoy your weekend, man. We'll talk to you again soon.
Thank you, guys.
All right. I have to tell you about Go Insurance. And, guys, these guys are ahead of the curve, because they are the first on-demand car insurance app exclusively on iPhone. You do everything on iPhone, and why not put your car insurance on there? Because here's the thing. They're all over town. You've probably seen their billboards. They got the crazy cat billboard, the elephant being shot out of a cannon. They want to get your attention because if they want to make your life easier and better. The app is so fast. You just download it, scan your license. You can get a quote in 60 seconds. It's smart technology that makes your life easier. Everything's managed through the app. There's no more paperwork or waiting on hold. You're totally in control. You can update your policy, add drivers, and file a claim all in the app. And Go can cut out a lot of fees, too, and give you money back. And so finally, you got a car insurance that gets it and speaks your language. No more jargon. Nobody understands that. Go makes your insurance faster, easier, possibly even cheaper than what you're paying now. They've been the number one auto insurance app in the App Store for over 1,500 days, and they're here in Texas now. So go and check them out and see what we're talking about. Go to the App Store now and download Go Car Insurance, GEO. That's simple. Open the app, get a quote, and see if you can start saving today. Find out what we're talking about. It's Go Car Insurance.
To call into the HRNP listener line, dial 713-780-ESPN.
Dial the phone.
Looking to outsource your company's HR and payroll? Get the top initiative and smart solutions with HRP.net. Listen to your favorite ESPN 97.5 show on the go with the ESPN 97.5 app for iOS or Android. Presented by Saltgrass Steakhouse. Now back to the Blitz with Fred and AJ.
And we are back on the Blitz. A couple more segments to go here. Fun stuff with RJ. I had a story about a dude who hit the pick five at Del Mar on the last day of the meet. For $3,
mm-hmm.
$60,000 payoff.
What?
Yeah, 50-cent ticket, so you didn't have many combinations. $60,000. That's not bad.
Well done.
Yeah, I would like to. I think that's a good return. $60,000 for $3.
That's not bad. I don't know where else you can get that.
Yeah.
I don't know where you can get anything good for $3 anymore.
No. Well, you can get 3 things at the dollar store.
Yeah, well, no. You got to pay tax.
Ah, so 2.5 things?
Yeah.
Oh, that's no fun.
You
can't even get it. Can you even get a Starbucks for $3?
I think maybe if you get
like the tiny
black coffee.
Okay.
Like with nothing in it, maybe.
You probably get half the McDonald's menu for $3.
You can get a lot of it. I don't think you can get a McRib, though.
Oh, well, then why bother? Good for him, man. That's one thing I always like about horses. There are bets where you can just put in a few bucks and then just
Yeah.
Walk away with a monster.
A McRib is $3.
Oh, is it? Yeah. Okay. Well, yeah, but you got to pay tax.
That's true.
A lot of people have asked me about my thoughts on the fights this weekend. I would say go to sportsmap.com, and I wrote up most of the fights, and I put a prediction for every fight on there. I think this is one of the better cards of the year. Max Holloway and Brian Ortega is such a great fight. And if both guys make it to the cage tomorrow, weigh-ins are done. I assume they will. It has a chance to be a fight of the year. And then Joanna Jędrzejczyk against Valentina Shevchenko. Two chicks who have been on our show should be one of the better fights as well. So there's going to be some really good fights on the card. Some good violence and even a good undercard. So check it out this weekend if you're into that sort of thing. And Lomachenko fights as well this weekend. So lots of good organized violence on the television this weekend.
I like that. And if you go to Sports Map on the editor's picks, you'll see AJ's preview on there. Really cool photo of Holloway too.
Yeah.
So yeah, lots of good stuff on there, man. Please go check it out. Let me know what you think of the new layout, new design, and it should make everything easy for you. If you come across a glitch, don't be afraid to shoot me an email, and I'll pester our tech guy.
Yeah.
He's been pestered a lot today. I think. This has been such a major move for us. I'm really happy that we've finally gotten it done, but there's other little things to fix, but we've got a really vibrant site now, and it's just going to get better and better because we now have the opportunity to do really whatever we want.
Yeah,
which is huge, huge. All right, well, what do we got here, John?
Republic Harley Davidson. That's what we've got here, nice. Fred. Of course. I don't know how you could even ask such a foolish question. They are the number one Harley dealer in Houston for damn good reason, too. They've got a friendly, reliable, experienced, well-trained staff. They've got the best customer service rating in the state of Texas. 200-plus bikes in inventory and some great deals going on right now. The pre-owned bike blowout going until the 14th. Specially selected pre-owned bikes, over 100 of them to choose from. They've expanded their used inventory, and they are ready to wheel and deal. On-the-spot financing is available. And in December, genuine Harley-Davidson tire special, $399, full set installed while you wait. They've got great service department specials this month. They've got a ton of motor clothes, new clothing arriving weekly. Buy the biker in your life a stocking stuffer, guys. And they're open Sundays, December 9th and 16th from noon to 4 for your holiday shopping convenience. Complimentary gift wrapping on Saturdays and a donation jar collecting money to send Santa to the Veterans Hospital. Good stuff that they're doing there. December 15th, they're going to have a customer appreciation party. Pictures with Santa from 1 to 3. Bring your family and your pets. Epic Axe will be there throwing hatchets from 1 to 4. They'll be doing demo rides, door prizes, food, refreshments. Plus, someone's going to walk away with $5,000. Register to win only at Republic Harley-Davidson. They'll be closed the 23rd through the 25th for the holidays. Come see why they are Houston's number one dealer. Stop in and visit 12707 Southwest Freeway in Stafford, just outside the Beltway, or always open at republichd.com.
Never go back to the AM dial.
Your home for sports is only on FM.
With ESPN 97.5.
And Sports Map 94.1.
Live from the RentersWarehouse.com studios in Houston, Texas, this is The Blitz on ESPN 97.5.
And on SportsMap 94.1.
Here's Fred Fowler and A.J. Hoffman.
And we are back on The Blitz. Last segment of the week. Last segment of 2 weeks for me. I have to admit, I need a break in the worst way here. This has probably been the most stressful week that I've ever dealt with, at least since I've been here. I wish I wasn't going anywhere tomorrow. I wish I could just hibernate for an entire day.
Yeah, it'd be nice. But you'll be able to hibernate in Canada.
Yeah, well, because there's going to be nothing else to do, so I'm just going to hibernate. All right, let's do stupid stuff.
Yeah. Stupid stuff we've said this week.
My favorite part was, do you want to press charges? I'm like, are you bleeping kidding me? Of course I do. You know, hopefully if this is like Law and Order, he'll roll over on the on whoever else is there.
Yeah, we want to know the rest of them.
Yeah. There we go. Yes. I want.
Give us the truth!
I found it, I swear.
Your fecal matter is on the driver's license.
Yeah, great. I don't want that back now. Thank you.
If you're someone who thinks you were anally probed by aliens, it was probably 73-year-old Arnold White.
Do you think this is what happened to you?
That didn't happen to me.
When they were telling you about how good the show was, you said that they put their
fingers in your butt. Well, no, they came here. No, I did not say that.
John, do you remember him telling that story?
No.
Vaguely familiar.
Yeah. No. Pan-dimensional beings.
Yeah, yes. Hyper-intelligent pan-dimensional
beings.
Yeah, and
you guys were drinking beer and you were...
And smoking weed.
They were fingering your butt and they were like, your show's really good.
No. There was no fingering and there was no butt.
What?
We were getting high and they came in and said they had been around the entire universe.
Dude. And they landed on Uranus.
No. Well, maybe they... Not mine.
One of the websites that I look at had a list of things that have gone on in their bathroom. Number one, not washing hands. Pooping, then covering up the poop with paper towels, but not flushing.
Who does that?
Apparently someone in their office.
Is that like a mean joke? I mean...
But there's still stuff.
Oh, John, no.
He had to.
I feel it.
I should have moved on to the next one
before
this, because now he's going
to
do this to us.
I know what to do.
All right, apparently...
I'm about to poop.
If you're a 120-pound dude who dates a 300-pound woman, you need to be careful what you say and what you do. Wendy Thomas attacked Keno Butler with a knife and a table leg after they argued at their house back in March. She then Nope, you better believe that.
Yeah.
She then sat.
Yeah.
Leaving here is going to be hell.
Nah, that's why I'm going out the back way.
That's what she said.
That's what Fred said when they broke into his house.
Stop starting those rumors. There's no good way to do this one either.
This is Zumo's, isn't it?
Yeah, it's Zumo's.
Okay. When you open up your back door and you look at that beautiful backyard and you're going to fire up the grill, you need Zumo's meat in your pocket.
You don't put meat in your pocket.
I mean your proverbial pocket.
No, you want it out there on the grill where it belongs, man. It can be any of their great sausages, man.
Bring in the heat.
To be the Zumo's party time sausage. Do you mind? This is a client I'm trying to do here. All right, let's try this again. Guys, there's no way I can do this. You guys are dickweeds. You know that? Because now there's not a single way I can say this where it doesn't sound dirty.
Yeah. Stupid stuff we've said this week.
And the whole time I was reading it, I was thinking, this sounds dirty. All right, that's going to wrap it up. Great job, John. Great job, AJ. You guys hold it down next week while I'm gone.
We'll do our best.
I hope everybody has an awesome weekend, awesome week. And I'll be back here on 17th, whatever. 17th, I guess. Till then, stay sporty, bitches.
This is ESPN 97.5 and SportsMap 94.1.